If you are a principal, a school leader, a superintendent, a curriculum director, an instructional coach, then we need to talk, because there is a very simple mistake that happens in schools all the time. And if we're not careful, we don't even realize that we are making the mistake. The good news is there's a systematic solution that can cause this to be easily avoided, but we first need to have awareness that it's even happening in our school in the first place. And that's exactly what we are going to talk about in this episode. I understand, as school leaders, as people who are literally in charge of making so many decisions for staff and students, it feels like your plate is already full. But there is a proactive solution to a problem that could have existed in your school this year, and maybe the year before, and maybe the year before. But you want this upcoming school year to be so much different. And first of all, I love that. I love that you are seeking solutions now for things that haven't even happened yet for this upcoming school year. What I want to do in this episode is talk a little bit about that, some things that you can do to proactively prepare so that you are making this upcoming school year truly the best one yet. If that sounds like something that you need or want, you're in the right place. Let's get into this episode.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. If you love a good analogy, you're going to love this, because not too long ago, there was an investigation, actual research done by a group of participants who were asked a simple question: can you walk in a straight line? And most people were very confident that they could do this. They're like, yeah, how far do I need to walk? And they're like, we're going to have you like walk a few miles, but we just need you to walk in a straight line. And they put these participants out in the middle of the forest, and they said, just walk straight. And they're like, we've got this. We can do this. And half the participants did it on a sunny day, and the other half of the participants did it on a cloudy day. But both came to the table being like, yes, we can do this. And the people who walked on a sunny day at the end of their mileage did walk in a straight line, because they used the sun as a reference point. They used the sun as a guide. They had something that they were watching, that they were monitoring, that they were looking at to keep them going in the correct direction. The people who walked on a cloudy day said, yes, we can do this. And when they got to the finish line, they said, did we walk in a straight line? And the person who was researching them said, no, you walked in circles. And they were stunned. They're like, no, we definitely didn't. And they said, you did not walk on the path correctly. Guess what? The sun is our mission in the school. The sun is our guiding point for what we actually want to accomplish. Unfortunately, in schools, we start chasing way too many things. We are focused on attendance. We are focused on curricular growth. We are focused on a new textbook series. We are focused on dropping discipline referrals. We are focused on making sure that students are college and career and life ready. We are focused on making sure that new teachers are the best possible that they can be. We are focused on making sure that parents are happy and staff is happy and the community is happy. And we're focusing on, let's amp up our kids' ability to type. Let's make sure that they're reading more library books. Let's make sure. And there are so many freaking things that as teachers, as principals, as school leaders, we are focusing on that we literally lose sight of all of it. We kind of do all of it in a very average or honestly below average way. And I think that while it's ambitious to have our hands in a lot of baskets and to be spinning a lot of plates because that is a requirement, I don't want schools, staff, and students to get to the end of the school year and think, did we walk in a straight line? And the teachers say, no, we ran circles chasing our tails all year long. And it feels like we didn't actually move the needle. That does not feel good. That does not cause us to be motivated to want to walk back into schools the next year. I think that if we are going to actually change education, if we are going to actually have a good school year, that it starts with one thing. What is our plan? And we have one, two, maybe three things that we are focusing on. And that's it. And we go all in on those things, not 10% for 10 different things. We cannot change all of the things that have been gradually crumbling in education for the past few years in the matter of a quarter or in a month. We need to be proactive about our plan for one, two, or three things and go all in. And if it's not on the list of things, we are saying that's not our focus right now. That's not where we're putting our energy right now. That's not where we're putting our time right now. I think that's where we have to be. Stop spinning so many plates. Stop running in circles because it's not causing teachers to feel motivated to be a part of the school. It's not causing students to actually know the path that they are working on or working towards. And it's honestly not creating growth because you know it and I know it. Oftentimes, schools feel like they are changing directions so much that we can't even get momentum on something. We don't even give something enough time to know if it actually works. As a principal, as a school leader, as a curriculum director, what are the one, two, or three things that you're going to go all in on for next school year? And if it's not on that list, put that in the back of your brain and make it remarkably clear to staff that's not our focus this year. And hear me clearly. Just because something isn't our focus that year doesn't mean we're ignoring it. It doesn't mean that we are like, la, 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 duh. Like we're not talking about it. It means I will hear you. We're just not going to invest a ton of resources in that. And resources could mean PD dollars. Resources could mean budget dollars. Resources could be time and attention and energy. Principals, I have a quick brainstorming question to ask you. If you could summarize your plan for this past school year in one to three words, what was your plan? Now that we are at this point in the school year or at this point in the summer, what was your plan for the past school year in one to three words? Could you summarize it? And if you could, did you accomplish it? I don't ask that question to create confusion, to create chaos, to create stress. It's truly a reflection type of thing. Because if you cannot answer that for this past school year, Or if you go to your teachers and they couldn't answer that as a school, we may have missed the mark. And that's okay. No shame in that game. What we can do is make sure for the next school year, for this upcoming school year, for the one that is happening now, that we say, here's what it is. Everybody knows it. Call it a mission, call it a vision, call it a goal. I freaking call it the sun. I don't want us to be wandering around in the clouds all day, every day, wondering when the sun is going to come out at our school. Because what ends up happening is we start literally running in circles, chasing something that we can't even see. It needs to be obvious. I have helped a lot of schools come up with a plan and a strategy and a system to get certain things figured out. If a new effective ELA curriculum is one of your needs for next year, I am for sure not your girl, okay? If focusing on rigorous math assessments and getting the entire school or the entire district aligned in a math centric way is something that you need, I am most definitely not your person. Not because I've never taught ELA and not because I've never taught math, but like I know that I have 1 to 3 areas of expertise when I teach and reach fellow schools, because I am still a classroom teacher myself, but I am also passionate about these 3 things. If you need realistic engagement ideas to get your students motivated, to get them actually participating, because kids are constantly opting out of learning and growing, I'm your gal. Because those are things that I do daily in my own classroom and also work with other schools on. That's one of my top 3 things. My second 3 thing is social and emotional learning. If your students right now have escalated behaviors that are causing chaos in classrooms and causing chaos in your school, that is something that I can help with because that is one of my areas of expertise. In fact, right now I am the social and emotional learning teacher in the district, and I do that from a classroom lens and also from like a leadership lens. And when you combine those 2 things, it creates really effective strategies. The third thing is honestly, teacher climate and culture. If your teachers are tired, burnt out, unmotivated themselves, your teacher turnover rate is just wild right now. I hear you. You are not alone. Sometimes teachers just need a strong freaking reminder that what they are doing is amazing, and not in a remember your why kind of way. In a laugh, learn, look at the reality of things, and then dive in, jump up, and hype up your team. Those are my 3 areas of expertise. What are the 3 things that you need for next school year? Maybe it's not 3. Maybe it's 2. Maybe it's 1. What is your actual goal for the professional development of your staff and students next year? If there is something that I can do to support that, I'm all in on helping you. Regardless of whether the things that you need match the things that I help schools with all across the country, the bigger picture here is, are you going to implement that plan? Are you going to create an incredibly clear boundary for your staff and for your school next year on, this is what we need. Here's where we are putting time, energy, and resources. And if it doesn't land on that list, it's going on the back burner. Not forever. Not because it's not important. But we are going to get tunnel vision so we can walk in a straight line. Here's point A. Here's point B. And these 1, 2, or 3 things is how we're going to get there. Because when we start doing too many things, we think we're getting somewhere. We think we're walking in a straight line. We get to the end of the school year and it's like, did we make growth? No. We didn't? No. Did we boost attendance? No, we didn't. I thought we would have. Did we reduce office discipline referrals? No, we didn't. I thought we did. That's the worst feeling ever. And unfortunately, when we go from point A to point B and we didn't make growth in any of the areas that we thought we went to, it's because we never actually left point A. We were running in circles around it. Here's another piece to this that I really want to talk about is we can have the plan on paper. You can do the reflection of these are the three things that I want to do this school year. But what we need to do is also proactively put check-ins on the calendar. Like put them on the calendar now every single month. Monthly meetings for you and your leadership team. And that should include teachers, that should include maybe students, that could maybe even include board members, community members. Put a monthly meeting on the calendar now to check in monthly, not quarterly, not semesterly, monthly to say, how are we moving the needle? From August to September, what growth did we have on our three things? From September to October, what growth did we have on our three things? We need to measure and monitor our goals monthly because that shit isn't just going to change itself. You know it and I know it. If we actually want systemic change in our schools, we need to monitor it, we need to measure it, and we need to talk about it monthly at a minimum. Because sometimes we think we're going from point A to point B and we don't check in enough and we think like, yeah, that's going well. Prove it. How do we know it's going well? Prove it. Tell me more about that. Prove it. Do we have qualitative or quantitative data about that? I'm not trying to make education more scientific, but maybe we do need that. Sometimes it feels so loosey-goosey, but then too many plates start spinning because schools are focused on 97 different things. We don't need 97 different things. What are the three things that you're going to monitor, measure, and talk about monthly for this upcoming school year? Put those meetings on your calendar now, proactively. Staff needs to know about these things. Students need to know about these things. Do I think we need to put it on a poster and turn it into like branding? I don't think so. Okay. That starts to get a little, not to throw initiatives under the bus, but I wouldn't say that a lot of teachers are feeling super passionate about things like PBIS plastered all over the walls. Are students really stopping in the walls to look at be ready, be safe, and respectful as they walk into the bathroom and splash water all over the mirrors? I don't know if they're actually reading those posters, okay? If we're going to post it, we better be really passionate about it. Because posting something up on the wall doesn't actually solve the problem. But when we're proactive and passionate about the problem, it solves the problem. There's a big difference between the two. You know what I'm saying? You picking up what I'm throwing down? Overall, the whole theme of this episode is that I want your school year to be amazing. I want your school year to be full of the professional development that is actually going to move the needle for your school. I want those three things to be so strong and so solid, and you have such a great system from going from point A to point B that you're not running in circles. That next year at this time, when somebody says, hey, did we walk in a straight line? It's like, yeah, because we actually had a focus. We didn't run in circles all year long. That's what I want. If there's something that I can do to help you with that, please don't hesitate to contact me. You can check out monicagenta.com/PD. That's Monica, GENTA.com/PD, as in professional development. If I can help you and your teachers on making sure the students are motivated and engaged in the classroom so that they are actually participating in laughter and learning, I got your back. if you are looking for someone to handle the social and emotional awareness and the activities and the lessons that our students need because they have elevated behaviors, and your teachers need better classroom management strategies to help with that behavior management, I got you covered. If you want to pump up your staff with a message that is hilarious and heartfelt and realistic, I would love to help. Thank you for being a principal. Thank you for being a school leader. Thank you for being an instructional coach or a curriculum director or superintendent. We need leaders who are leading with love. And I think that if you're actively listening to a podcast to help prepare your staff and students proactively, then that is a symbol that you are leading with love. And that is incredible. I would love to connect. I would love to support your school. And I'm so excited to hear from you. If you have reflected during this episode, I would love to know, what are your three things? And again, it doesn't have to be three things. Do you have one, two, or three maximum things that you are going to go all in on for next school year? If so, I want to hear about those. As a reminder, there are new podcast episodes that release every single Sunday night, so you are ready for your Monday morning commute. And also, episodes drop all summer long for the summer replay series. So don't forget to hit like or subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast platform. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, and thank you for living this principal or this teacher life.